Howdy, folks. Today is the 110th birthday anniversary of Thomas Alva Edison, who invented the phonograph, which is directly responsible for the disc jockey. I'm Pat Buttram for our delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, you know, Mr. Edison, they say, was kind of hard of hearing when he invented the phonograph. And considering some of the stuff they've been recording lately, well, I guess I don't need to say it. But Mr. Edison invented moving pictures, too. You just tune your TV set in late any night, and you can see all of his earliest film. Naturally, he never anticipated his invention would produce a place like Hollywood, or he'd have stuck to magic lanterns. Some folks say Hollywood is just glitter, but if you scratch the glittering surface, well, you'll get down to the real tinsel there. They say, too, that Mr. Edison couldn't sleep more than 4 hours a night. Never could invent a comfortable mattress, I don't think. But he was a wonderful man. He was real great, and he did invent some wonderful things. The electric light was one of them. And speaking of lights, here's a real bright one. Paula Richards is singing Angry.
Angry, please don't be angry, 'cause I was only teasing you. I wouldn't even let you think of leaving. Don't you know I love you too? Now just because I took a look at somebody else, that's no reason you should put poor me on the shelf. Angry, please don't be angry, 'cause I was only teasing you.
You know, a good song like that's a musical treat. Just like Double Mint is a chewing treat, and a real good one, too. When you chew Double Mint gum, you get what I like to call a happy mouth, because it makes your mouth and your throat feel so cool and moist and refreshed. And then the way it helps clean your teeth and sweeten your breath, it's... I tell you, it's all the more reason why Double Mint is the chewing gum that you'll want to keep handy all the time. And after talking about Double Mint, I want to talk about Boy Scout Week, which ends tomorrow. 26 million men and boys, they belong to the Boy Scouts of America since it started back in 1910, it was. And my hat's off to all of them. Scouting, it's given us outstanding leaders, better husbands and fathers. And I'll tell you, the cub masters and den mothers and scout masters and explorer advisors, deserve a lot of credit for what they've done to make scouting so successful. And I think you should all take time today to thank the volunteer leaders in your town. Give them credit, will you? Everybody else seems to be living on another kind of credit these days. I know if every automobile on the street had to be paid for in advance, well, you could lie down on the highway and take a nap without being run over. It's like my Uncle Delbert. Uncle Delbert bought his first car on time payments, and before it was paid for, he traded in on a better car. And then he traded that car in for another, and that one for another one. And finally, he was riding in such a fine car that he couldn't keep up the payments. And now he's back walking, saving his money so he can come up with another down payment and start all over again. What I always say is, when you get an itch to own a car, well, be sure you've got the scratch for it. Now, here's the Jack Halloran Quartet featuring Bill Kennedy with the Banana Boat Song.
Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully.
Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully. Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully Rider. Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully. And I wanna go home. Day-o, day-o, day, daylight, and I wanna go home.
Oh, well, I'm loading the banana boats all night long.
Day, daylight, and I wanna go home.
Hey, all of the workmen sing this song.
Day, daylight, and I wanna go home. And I wanna go home. Day, oh, day, oh. Day, daylight, and I wanna go home.
Oh, well, I sleep by sun and I work by moon.
Day, daylight, and I wanna go home.
Oh, when I get some money, gonna quit so soon.
Day, daylight, and I wanna go home. Day, oh, day, oh. Day, daylight, and I wanna go home. Day, oh, day, oh. Day, daylight, and I wanna go home.
Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully Rider,
Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully.
Oh, thank you, boys. You know, folks, it's real aggravating to reach in your purse or pocket for the double mint that you thought was there and find that you've already chewed the last stick. Well, that's easy to take care of because I'll tell you, you're never far from a dealer who has more double mint. So you be sure to always have an extra package handy, will you? Delicious double mint chewing gum. Well, if it isn't Buttram bonus time. I got a letter the other day from a family out east. It said, you sound like a person that would be real nice to live next door to. Please tell us your recipe for being a good neighbor. It's funny I should get that letter because I was thinking the other day what funny neighbors you get sometimes. Oh. The first thing a lot of us do when we move in a new place is we get a dog that barks a lot. It's important to let your neighbors know that you're there, you know. And if you've got a dog that barks and howls all night, well, it won't be any time at all before they'll call on you. And they'll say, howdy, neighbor, get rid of that yapping howl. Or I'll knock your head off. You see, right away, your neighbor, he wants to hit it off. Sort of. Now, another good way to break the ice with new neighbors is some morning when they've hung out the wash in the backyard, we'll burn some trash in your yard. Be sure the wind's blowing towards their clothesline, though. And the dirtier their clothes get from your trash fire, the quicker they'll want to make your acquaintance. And in the summertime, when the windows are open, tune the radio up loud and play it real late. And invite your noisiest friends in for parties. And then about 1 a.m., start everybody singing. Singing songs like, "There'll Be a Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight," or "Roll Out the Barrel," or "Hill and Gully Rider." If your neighbors get mad and blow their tops, well, they just aren't your type. And on the other hand, if they put up with your barking dog and your trash fires and your loud radio and late parties, well, pack up and move again, because you don't want to live around people like that. Well, that's our talk on good neighbors, our Buttram bonus for today. But I'd like to wind it up with a real neighborly tip. Chew healthful, refreshing double mint gum after every meal, will you? Now, that's worth remembering. Just, for the way it helps keep your teeth clean, for one thing. So concentrate on that thought. Chew double mint after every meal for cleaner teeth. Well, here's Paula Richards and the boys in the quartet with "Smoke Gets in Your Eyes." It's them trash-burning neighbors again.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, "Something here inside cannot be denied." They said, "Someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I'd shut them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love is blown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when the lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your
And so, as the angry banana boat sails away, leaving a little smoke in her eyes, we bid the fond adieu to Just Entertainment for today, but we'll be back tomorrow. And have some double mint gum handy, will you? So you can enjoy the chewing while you enjoy the listening. This is Pat Buttram, and speaking of Thomas Edison again, he was lucky, mighty lucky. It seems like the harder he worked, the luckier he got. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.